people like to eat them for seafood, put in gumbos. Crawfish or crayfish or crawdads?
Crawdad and crayfish.
Crawdad.
Mm-hmm.
You ever eaten any of them?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Do they cook them in gumbos or how are they served?
Well, mostly boiled.
Mm-hmm. You have to peel them yourself or?
Well, it depends on where you go. I mean, if you cook them here, you probably, at home, you could either way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, some insects. You have a name for the insects that you see, like, at night, they like to fly around light bulbs outside, or maybe around light poles?
Firefly.
Is that a firefly, the one that can blink on and on
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about the insect that's bad about getting your clothes and eating holes in
them? Moth.
Yeah, and just one of them, you call that a...
Moth.
Yeah. Alright, this is an insect that has a long, thin body, and his wings are transparent. You can see through them. And he flies around a lot at ponds, and sometimes he'll light up a fishing pole and he'll have to jiggle it and get it on.
Dragonfly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ever heard any other words for him?
No.
Okay, have you ever heard of a snake doctor or a mosquito hawk?
Mosquito hawk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would that be the same thing?
Yeah.
What kind of person would use that word mosquito hawk? Would it be a young person, older person?
Older person. Uh-huh.
What about insects around here that are bad about stinging you?
Bees, wasps, hornets.
Yeah. There's one that builds its nest in the ground and will swarm on it.
Underground. I wouldn't.
Yellow.
Oh, yeah, yellow jacket.
Have those around here?
Not too many.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you mentioned wasps. There's another insect that builds its nest out of what looks like mud, and it's usually on the side of the house.
Beside a wasp?
Dirt diamond or mud diamond?
Mm-mm.
Have heard of that? Uh-uh. Okay. And these are insects that'll sting you, but it's not serious. They're just more of a nuisance, you know.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah. Okay. And another kind of insect that's bad about burrowing up under your skin and making your skin itch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the chiggers or red bugs?
Uh-uh.
Maybe one of those. Okay. What about different types of snakes that you find around here?
Mostly green snakes, water moccasin maybe.
Is that about it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any rattlesnakes around here?
A few, not too many.
So you just call them?
Rattlesnakes.
Okay. And this is an insect that hops around in the yard. It might be green colored or black.
Grasshopper.
Now we were talking about woodpecker. We said people would turn that around and say pecker would.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard anybody turn grasshopper around?
Yeah.
Who would be likely to say that?
I used to.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. But not too many people. Mm-hmm. We call
don't
them hopper.
Uh-uh. Mm-mm. Okay. Now these things, sometimes when you clean in your house, you'll have to get a broom. They tend to collect in the corners.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this stringy stuff, you know.
Spiders.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, what about, is it the stuff that they weave, or what would you call that?
Webs.
Yeah. Would you just call that stuff that collects in the corners webs?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ever call anything else?
No.
Okay. And would that be a spider web inside?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What about the word cobweb?
Yeah, I've heard of cobwebs.
Mm-hmm. Parts of trees that grow underground, those are the
roots.
Yeah.